Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
That's right. 713-390-5102. You're listening to Sunday Morning Live on Houston's only R&B station, Magic 102 FM. I am Val Wilson. This hour of music being brought to you by JAXA Energy. World-famous Dr. J. Thomas Smith on vacation this week. Our next guest is Ms. Carmen Watkins of the NAACP Voter Initiative Program of the National Office of the NAACP and our good friend. Welcome back.
Well, good morning to you. How are you, Val?
I'm real good. How are you?
It's great to see all of you again. And I'm the regional director for the NAACP. We call it Region 6, which is Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, Little Rock, and I'm meeting somebody, Oklahoma.
You're doing a lot of traveling.
But wonderful territory, great Southwest states of the United States. And not only are there voter rights and voter registration initiatives, but of course today we're here to talk about the This Is My Vote campaign, and I thank you for having me.
Now, we were just talking with Professor Treese earlier about the Chad Holly, the police officer that was acquitted in the Chad Holly case. Three more officers still have to be tried in that case, and there will be ongoing cases, as he was saying. But most particularly what he was talking about is people coming down and participating in the process. Mm-hmm. When we get those things in the mail that ask us to come and participate in jury duty, hey, you know, do your duty. Because making that choice can, you know, affect
the outcome. It can affect the outcome. And I have to tell you, I cringe as well. I'm on the road quite a bit. And that's usually the out because I'm not here. But literally, we all have the opportunity to participate. And I say the opportunity, we have the responsibility to participate as well. But we also have the responsibility and the opportunity to participate in this process. What I told people across this region and across the country is this. If your right was not precious, people would not be trying to take it from you. So anything that's very, very precious, that is should be guarded by you. And there was a huge initiative this year to, you know, actually knock lots of folks out, including people that we don't want to talk about, college students. I love to talk about disenfranchised college students from the process. That's been shut down, at least for now. So there's no voter ID. And I want to make sure we say that loud and clear. There's no voter ID today.
For now.
Right this second in this election. Because there will be a lot of confusion. Just mark my word. On election day on the 29th. And even during this early registration period about, you know, whether or not you have to have your photo ID. And you don't. For
now,
this election.
Several of the callers voiced some distress at the DA's office. Mm-hmm. And I understand whatever you're feeling, understand that right now we are in the early voting period of that general election, primary election that's coming up on May 29th. And you have candidates at both the Republican and the Democratic primaries, not only locally that are running, but also statewide and what have you. So the need to participate in the process so that you can see the outcomes that you want is important. So this week, early voting, as a matter of fact, you can vote today.
Right.
If you are registered from 1 to 6 p.m. Next week, Monday through Friday, early voting is from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The general election, primary election, is Tuesday, May 29th.
Right. But Val, let me just give you an example. Not very long ago, we had a couple of Sundays that we could participate in voting. And it was really traditional that people would do roll your souls to the polls. It was extremely strategic. That now there's one Sunday. This is the only Sunday during early voting that you can move churches in mass to the voting.
And I was wondering that when I a couple of weeks ago when I was preparing the information, I was like, I thought it used to be Tuesday, but they changed it.
In some states, there are no Sundays. And so this is strategic to how we in our community, in the African American community, have traditionally mobilized people to go to vote. So now that's gone. And then, you know, we all already have what's expected to be a rather low turnout because we already know who our presidential contender is for the typical community, the general community for the Democratic side. But you've got a host of candidates. What I want to challenge people to do, as you look at Chad Holly, as you look at Trayvon Martin, as you look at the Tulsa, Oklahoma shooting, as you look at so many issues, begin to ask fundamental questions to candidates. Because it's not enough to react. to a situation. We have to plan ahead. So what you see in other states will move to your area. I was just in Tulsa not too long ago, and did you know that hate crimes are misdemeanors? Hate crimes are misdemeanors. You think about it. If you can get away with that in a one area, you think it's not going to move to a neighborhood near you soon? So, I mean, those are the types of things. So you need to ask candidates, how do you feel about hate crimes being a misdemeanor? If they say they support that, that may not be your candidate. Maybe. I don't know.
713-390-5102. If you'd like to get in on this conversation, you can go to harrisvotes.com and look at the sample ballots for the primary elections. You mentioned that, yes, the president might not be. Well, I think he is on the
ticket.
But there are candidates in both the Democratic primary and the Republican primary for district attorney of Harris County, folks, for those that are concerned.
For the candidate, for the president.
So, you know, the process begins in the primary.
Right.
Process begins in the primaries, and it moves to the general election in November. Don't wait till November. Let's talk about what's happening now for those that are already registered. Now, let's talk about getting folks who are not registered ready and prepared for November.
Okay, I will do that. But one thing I have to say about those primaries, Val, we got a host of judges. You know, I'm big on judges races.
Yes.
There are a host of judges who really do impact your system. You need to begin to send an email to their website. Ask a question. You may not see them, but ask them where they stand on questions, on issues, and get them to be responsive to you. We are responsible, but we have to make the people that represent us responsive. And that's our responsibility.
Yeah.
So let's talk about November. Not a problem. If you go to thisismyvote.org, there's a simple way to take care of so many issues at one time. Thisismyvote.org is a wonderful opportunity for us to get engaged in the process. If you have not registered, you can actually fill out the form online. They'll mail it to you, and you could drop it in the mail already completed. Easiest way, you don't have to move from your house. Get to the nearest computer. Go to thisismyvote.org, and certainly you can register to vote. There is an 1-886-MY-VOTE, 1-866-MY-VOTE-1 number, where you can do the same thing by phone. And then the same process will incur. But if you're very private and you want to do it online, I'm going to encourage you to go to the website. And then we have a number of initiatives here locally. I'm glad that it's Sunday. Just because we are in the midst of the election does not mean that churches cannot still get involved. Bishop James Dixon and I have been working on a great plan. He is the Texas Religious Affairs Coordinator for the NAACP. And he will be leading a number of churches, registering individuals within the church. The ministers are all involved. I think we've met with about three groups of ministers here locally, and we're doing the same across the state and across the country for them to lead their parishioners to the polls through the registration process. This is very simple. I like to tell people, though, people are apprehensive still.
About what? This is the 21st century. Apprehensive about what?
Well, about, you know, look, we are particular people. And we are often apprehensive. And so there are folks who have had felonies. Let me just share with you that if you've had a felony and you are now off paper, if you've had a felony, you know what off paper means. I don't have to explain that to you. If you're in the house of someone who's been a felon, certainly if they have completed their probationary sentence or served their time, both, there's something called off paper, they are eligible to register and vote. And they should not feel disenfranchised.
And I'm glad you mentioned that. You brought that up because we have gotten calls in the past from people who have who feel disenfranchised.
Right.
And there is a resolve to that issue if you are off paper.
Yes. If you are off paper, you may participate in the process. The one thing I used to love to hear is that people who were family members, or there was an ex-felon living in their house, and the entire family went unregistered because they were afraid they would then identify the person in their house who was an ex-felon. Absolute nonsense. You can register. Please don't feel there's a scarlet letter on the face of your house and this, that, and the other. Get engaged in the process. So we will talk about that registration process and have a number of programming initiatives launched so that we can get those folks involved. But for the general population, it may be too late for this election, the election on May 29th. But the general election November the 6th, you have until October to register. And we want to get as many folks. We're trying to get 600,000 folks registered across the country.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, you don't know how many are unregistered in Texas, but that's another.
And that's, well, you know, that's another topic
that's another day.
We need to do better, people. Right now, let's go to the phones. Your hot folks want to talk to you. Let's go to line two. Vanessa has a question for Carmen.
Hi, this is Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa. Good morning. What's your question?
My question is, I saw the all-white juror, and they keep saying, well, there weren't enough blacks. What about the other minorities, the Mexicans, the Asians, the Persians, the Filipinos? You know, why didn't they choose or select any of those minorities? Because they were just as upset as we were.
Vanessa, we've moved on to another topic. I don't know. But what I would encourage you to do is, are you a registered voter? Are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am. And I do appear at my summons, and I do see all of those other minorities there.
Well, we thank you for calling, dear. I don't quite know how to answer that question. But right now, we're focused on talking about voter initiatives and getting people encouraged and motivated to participate in the voting process. All right?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Let's go to line one, Anita.
Good morning.
Hi, Anita. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I don't have a question, but I do have a comment about people getting involved with this process right here in our precinct, in my precinct, Precinct 4, Place 1. There is a Justice of the Peace. His name is J. Kent Adams. He has been sanctioned by the State Commission on Judicial Conduct for a couple of issues. Some of them are surrounding race. He is a white male. I do want to tell the callers out there that my husband is African American. His name is Kevin Fulton. He is running against this man. So if you've been to his court, you know what I'm talking about. If you have children that have been to his court, you know what I'm speaking about. He has to go. And people, please get out there and vote so this man can leave this bench, because he's discriminating against our children. He's disrespecting other members of the court. My husband is an attorney. He's been disrespected on numerous occasions. He's not a politician. He's running against this man to get him out of there. So if you're listening this morning, please get out there and vote.
All right. Thank you very much, Anita. Thank you so much for your call.
Anita got in a commercial for her husband. That
but
was
you know
slick.
What? Hey, you know, by the same token, a lot of people, we don't focus a lot of attention on the candidates running in the judicial races. And oftentimes, you know, all politics are local.
Well, it is where
it can affect us when we go to court.
It is where the rubber hits the road. It is exactly. I mean, because when I can tell you the number of times, and I've worked in congressional offices where folks have called and said, my child's in prison. Well, that started at the courts. It really started before that. But it started in the courts. It's another story for another day. And we have got to get connected to those issues and races that impact us the most. And if you don't know at least five judicial candidates, you have lost the vote. You need to start knowing who's representing and who can represent you. We lost almost all minority participation a couple of years ago when we didn't go out and vote.
In the midterm elections.
Absolutely, in the county races.
There you go.
So it is time for us to get back and re-engage in this process.
1-866-MY-VOTE-1. This is myvote.org. We're talking with Carmen Watkins, Regional Director of the National Office of the NAACP. We're talking about the NAACP National Voter Initiative Program, Voter Initiative Drive. Let's go to Chris, who wants to talk to us on line three. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, ladies, and to the listening audience. You know, for those that are listening, if you all don't think that your vote is important, then why are they spending so much money fighting y'all so hard to keep y'all from voting? That ought to tell y'all something.
Chris, I want you to stop, and I want you to repeat that one more again for everybody to hear, because everybody needs to hear what you just said.
If you don't think that your vote is important, then why do you think you're spending millions of dollars to keep y'all from voting? They are even taking it to the Supreme Court to keep y'all from voting. They even got private sectors and groups that's putting up the money to support this to keep y'all from voting. That's just how important y'all vote. They willing to spend millions of dollars to keep y'all from voting. And for the brothers out there, why do you think when you go to trial, the court, they find y'all guilty, and the first thing they take away from you is voting right, because they don't want y'all to vote?
Let me give you another connection to this process. If you go to a website, it's A-L-E-C, ALEC. You just Google it. A million things will come up. ALEC is an organization that was actually formed to create priorities that have now become state priorities across the country. voter ID was one of their priorities. I stopped Chris because Chris talked about how many people are going to prison. Do you know what one of the other priorities are?
It's scary.
That prisons will then begin to do labor.
Slave labor all over again, 21st century.
Absolutely. So it is sanctioned slave labor. So guess who needs to be in the pipeline to address that?
We
have to begin to connect the dots. This is well orchestrated. It has been orchestrated and well funded. What is even more alarming, I will tell you, are the number of corporations who have contributed to ALEC. And it's groups that we love, but groups that we also have to watch. In the NAACP, we will say there are no permanent friends and, of course, no permanent enemies.
How about that?
And so we stand for civil rights and progress. And, in fact, you can be my friend today. But if you bite me tomorrow, I got to call you out.
How about this? Let's take one more call from Reginald on line four. Good morning, Reginald.
Good morning. Yes, speaking of Tulsa, and it takes me back to the Black Wall Street.
Absolutely.
They didn't have a vote, but they had self-empowerment. Mm-hmm. And we're speaking about self-empowerment and getting out the vote. Could we use that same energy of getting the churches out for the voting to rally the dollars around and the offerings around, mm-hmm, to create other lending institutions? Because we only have one in the state of Texas. That's how you can empower yourself along with the vote. And I was appalled that the NAACP did not hold the Black Police Officer Association accountable. They were never, mm-hmm, at the trials. You always saw was the white police officers there. They didn't speak up. You haven't heard them say anything. Charles McCullen spoke up, and the Black police officers did not say anything about it. These guys sat in church with us. They are community people. These are some of their children. Why didn't they stand up and say anything about it and hold them accountable when they see these things on the streets, and whether or not they are liable to God and their people, or is that blue outweighs everything else? Thank you for your comment.
Reginald. I mean, I think that that's a national, a local mobilization, but I will tell you that I did, I was reading, I was not in town during the last days of the trial. That was very orchestrated by the attorneys for the defendant. And we have to be just as mobilized and strategic in the way that we mobilize the support for issues that we believe in. And so, Reginald, point well taken, and thank you for calling.
Strategic is the key. We're going to take one more call. Line one, let's go to Ms. Carolyn Canterbury. Good morning.
Good morning, Val and Carmen.
Good morning, Carolyn.
Hi. To the gentleman that just called, the NAACP did do a press conference. There was a presence in the court doing the trial. But one thing that has not been talked about are the State Board of Education races.
Oh, absolutely.
The NAACP, please talk about. Every parent needs to understand that we were out there marching and fighting and at the state school board, mm-hmm, trying to get for them to change the rules, saying that slavery was a part of the history that we did not like, or that we liked or whatever. But please talk about that.
Sure.
But I want to say that Carmen Watkins is so wonderful. And Val, I love you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Well,
and
Carolyn, before you go, because any single person can be up on all the relevant information. What can you share with the listeners, since you have some familiarity with the State Board of Education races? What knowledge can you impart on our listeners right now?
Well, I just know that we need to study what I realized and I didn't know was that they planned and stacked the State Board of Education with Republicans, and it was strategic. And we have to strategically understand who the candidates are as it relates to the democratic process and changing the rules. Lawrence Allen was the only African-American. Well, we have two African-Americans on the state board, another lady from Fort Worth. But we need to find out who they are and ensure that every parent, if we could get every parent to know, we have work to do.
Carolyn, you know, the one thing that people don't understand is the control and power of the TEA, the Texas Education Agency. And in fact, they literally approve the textbooks that your children learn from.
Absolutely.
These textbooks are often modeled across the country because Texas has just such huge populations of students. And so what is approved here, those textbooks are used in rural areas, in suburban areas across the country. What actually happened is that they wanted to whitewash our history.
Right.
Absolutely.
So anything that had to do with race or slavery was going to be taken out. That is a rewriting of history.
Right.
And our children will learn and think it's fact because that's what's in the book. So we have to be vigilant. Those groups approve charters in across the country. They approve funding and grants. They approve funding to schools. We have to know about the organization of structure in our city, in our state, and in our county, because the purse is often not controlled by folks who look like us.
All right. Thank you, Carolyn, so much for the call. Thank you, Carmen Watkins, for spending some time in the studio with us this morning. We will continue to talk to you and representatives from the NAACP as we head into the November 6th general election. Let's go over the specifics, those important information, sites and numbers that we want to give out again.
1-866-MY-VOTE-1 or thisismyvote.org. Go online, register. They'll mail you the registration, and you just drop it in the mail, and you're done. No postage needed.
How about that? And I do want to encourage you, if you're registered, get out and early vote. You can do it today. HarrisVotes.com. You can go online and get the sample ballots for the Republican and the Democratic primaries. And the early voting hours today are from 1 to 6 p.m. And you can call 281-727-6303.
That's if you want to start a church mobilization. Lynn Munford is the state coordinator, and she'd be happy to assist you. Sorry, Lynn, I put you on blast.
Sounds good. All right, coming back, we're going to speak with Miss J. Hoxie Jones about the Children's Health Initiative Program. That's the CHIP and the Children's Medicaid. Have some really good information for you regarding that program. We are streaming at myhoustonmagic.com. This is Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.